Pam, where we left off was we were talking about animals. Okay, if you had a real mean dog, you might tell someone, you better be careful, that dog will...
Don't bite
you. Okay, and you say yesterday he... What, the mailman?
Yes. Hit the mailman.
Okay, and you say the mailman had to go to the doctor after he got...
Antoinette bit.
Okay, would you ever say dog bit? So-and-so got
yeah,
dog
bit? Yeah, got dog bit, yeah.
Okay.
Dog bit.
And the kind of animal that you keep for milk?
Cow.
Okay, and what do you call the male?
Bull.
Okay, was that word nice to use a long time ago?
Oh, no, I had to call him gentleman cow.
Gentleman cow?
The gentleman cow. And then he changed it a little later on to the male cow.
Okay.
And then that was all to say, just call him bull what he was.
Yeah. Never heard that gentleman cow.
I just called him a gentleman cow. You see, that wasn't the way to be spoken around ladies talking about a bull. That's just
kind of
yeah.
Okay, if you had a cow that was expecting a calf, you'd say that the cow was going to...
Oh, I would say she's going to freshen.
Mm-hmm.
But the proper word would be she's going to farrow or something like that. But I said she's going to freshen.
Okay, and... The animals that you ride are called?
Horses.
Okay, and the female's called the?
Male.
Okay, what about the male?
He's a gillin or stud one.
Okay, did they say the word stud then?
Yeah, stud. That word used to be used too.
What did they say then?
They're just a friend to the horse, but they wouldn't use the word stud. They might say stallion. A stud or stallion is stud what he is.
Yeah. They never said gentleman horse?
Oh, no, they wouldn't say that. They'd say the horse.
Okay. Say, if you couldn't stay on the horse, you'd say, I fell.
Fell off the horse.
Okay. And the little child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning, he'd say, I guess I must have.
Must fell off the bed.
Okay. And the things that you put on the horse's feet?
Shoes.
Okay, and the game that you play with them?
Polo.
Yeah, but with the shoes.
Oh, pitch your shoes.
Okay.
Well, let it come now.
It's kind of early. Would you want to take a picture?
I don't know. But she did. She's here. Oh.
And the parts of the horse's feet that you put the horseshoe on.
Who?
Okay, so in all, a horse has four?
Feet. Four feet, four hooves.
Okay. Okay, the female sheep is called
a ewe.
And the male?
The buck.
Okay, any other names for him?
Ram.
Okay, and the things that you raise sheep for?
Mutton and wool.
Okay, talking about hogs now. You have different names for hogs depending on their size and so forth.
Oh, yeah, they call a pig and a little bit of pig, a small, real small. And then the next size, you call them a short.
About how big is that?
Oh, they get to call a short around 50 pounds.
Uh-huh.
50 to 75 pounds. Then he goes in the hole.
Okay. What about the female?
A young one, a gift.
Okay.
And then she's a sow.
Okay. And the male?
He's born a bull pig. And as you catch the baby, he comes to bottle.
Okay.
And of course, you all keep one for breeding purposes, he remains a bull.
Okay, what about a stag? You ever heard that word?
Yeah, a stag. A stag is an old bull hog that's been castrated.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a stag.
Oh, so after he's grown.
After he's castrated, then you see a lot of people castrate him, and they go on and feed him out and make meat out of him.
This is a full-grown hog.
That's right, the old hog.
Okay. Any other words for castrate?
Oh, yes, a lot of words are used, but some call it docking and